church say amen.
Amen.
From this text that was read a few moments ago, the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, I want to elevate just a couple of verses, if you don't mind. Verse 15 and 16, let's go there. Verse 15 says, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Welcome today from this topic. He's still alive. He's still alive. How many of y'all know that because you can feel it? He's still alive. Happy Easter, everyone, and happy Resurrection Day. And how many of y'all know that it's a new day in the Lord? Yeah. Isn't that good? It's Easter Sunday, but it's also a new day in the Lord. Jesus was dead, but now he is alive. He's still alive. The tomb is where he had been laid, but now he is risen. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
I'm sure y'all gonna make it get better as we go along with that. Yeah, y'all know me. It's not gonna be the first time I'm gonna ask y'all to say that. Because we wanna make sure that we feel that we are serving a risen Savior. To too many folks, Easter means a lot of things. You know, many people love Easter for the emotions it drums up. You know, some like coloring Easter eggs. Some like wearing new Easter clothes. Some like jelly beans. Some even like the Easter bunny. Many are enjoying the springtime with tulips and daffodils. Some even enjoy singing rousing hymns about the resurrection. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Wouldn't it be great if we could duplicate and replicate the joyful mood we find on Easter Sunday each and every day of our lives? Somebody's got on their best Easter smile today. Let me see. Yeah. Somebody got their best Easter hairdo today. No, I'm not looking. That first Easter Sunday represented a new day. Y'all gonna pray for me today?
Go ahead.
Today, this Easter Sunday, can represent a new day for each and every one of you. The disciples were never the same on that first Easter Sunday. Mary Magdalene was never the same on that first Easter Sunday. You know, when they realized that Jesus, their Lord, was no longer dead. How many of y'all remember the joy when you first got saved?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, some stuff happened to me I don't have time to tell you about right now. We'll talk about it sometime. Yeah. It affected how they felt. It affected how they viewed the world. It affected what they did for the rest of their lives. He's still alive today. How has he affected your life right now? For you, this Easter Sunday, this Easter day can be a new day. still alive. If you stop living like he's dead. Some of y'all know some folk that when you get around them, they just bring down the whole mood. You know, there's no joy anywhere. There's no up, no life. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while? Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, somebody say he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Because he lives, all guilt is gone. As we look at this text today, the glorious truth of the resurrection was not understood by even his closest followers. It gradually dawned them. It finally came around. They came around to knowing that Jesus did what he said he would do.
Amen.
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 You know, they were grieving that their master was dead, and then they got joy when they found out that he was not dead, but alive. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Come on now, y'all can do a little bit better than that. He's still alive.
He's still alive.
What a difference he made when the full realization of his resurrection took hold of them. For Mary Magdalene, it meant moving from tears to joy. For the disciple, it meant moving from fear to courage. For Thomas, it meant moving from doubt to assurance. The resurrection strengthened their love, their hope, and their faith. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
How about you today? Are you still living like he didn't come out of the tomb? Is your faith dead? Is your faith based on whether or not you can see the grave clothes? Is your faith based on whether or not you can see the empty tomb? Are you still not believing him when he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up? We cannot examine the grave clothes today. We cannot examine the empty tomb like they did back then. We cannot examine the nails in his hands like Thomas did. But we can believe. Somebody say, I believe. We can't believe that he's alive today. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you feel him?
Yes.
He's living. Let this Easter be a new day for you. Let this day be a day that you keep your spirits up. Let this day be a day that you change what you do for the rest of your life. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Somebody say, it's a new day.
It's a new day.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let me leave you with a few quick things. He's still alive. The first thing is this. Must always know where to find him. A lot of people hang out in a lot of crazy places, y'all know. We must always know where to find some places he can't be. Amen?
Amen.
Kind of against his nature. But when you come up out of there and you know where to find him, all good things, good stuff. Must always know where to find him. Watch this. Let's look at the word. Go back to that verse 11. Let's read a few verses. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." We must always know where to find him. How many know that someone looking for Jesus in all the wrong places? It's a new day, church. We've got to stop looking for Jesus in empty places. Too many folks still looking for Jesus in all the wrong places. Jesus is living. We don't want to keep looking for him in dead places.
Amen.
Stop looking for him in the graveyards of life.
Amen.
We must always know where to find Jesus. Mary's weeping was loud, y'all. She still thought that Jesus was dead. We all are going to have to cry sometimes. Amen?
Amen.
We all are going to have to face some serious sorrows in life sometimes.
Amen.
God made us to shed tears, and weeping is good therapy for broken hearts. But if you know the Lord Jesus today, how many of y'all know him? How many of y'all really, really know him? If you know the Lord Jesus, your sorrow should be different from the hopeless sorrow of the world.
Amen.
You ought to know that weeping may endure for one night, but joy comes. Yeah. We have a living hope because the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Somebody said, "He's still alive."
He's still alive.
Y'all really mean that?
Yeah.
He's still
alive.
Mary Magdalene went from tears to joy. When Mary looked into the empty tomb, she saw two angels in white. They were positioned at either end of the shelf where the body had been lying. God was saying that there is now a new mercy seat. God is saying, "My son Jesus has paid the price for sin, and the way is open into the presence of God."
Thank you, Lord.
It's a new day, church.
Amen.
First, we got to know that he's still alive.
There's
a story of a woman who wandered into a church service one day, and after the pastor had preached, she got happy and started to shout, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!" Well, a fellow worshiper, with his hymn book opened, leaned over and whispered to the woman, "Excuse me, but we don't praise the Lord that way in the Lutheran church." Right then, another member down from him on the same pew corrected him. "Yes, we do praise him that way. You just on the wrong page." Church, we all must get on the same page with Jesus today. We must stop looking for Jesus in the wrong places. It's time to get our praise right. I'm going to say that again, and a little bit too quietly. It's time to get our praise right. Cheer up. And stop looking for Jesus in all the wrong places. Cheer up. He'll wipe all the tears from your eyes. Cheer up. You're no longer looking for a dead Christ. He's very much still alive. Can anybody feel his presence right now? Can you feel him? Do you know he's alive? Still alive. And the first thing is, must always know where to find him. The second thing is this: not only must always know where to find him, but must recognize him when you see it. When Jesus is in your presence, can you tell? Must recognize him when you see him. Let's go to the word. Pick up that verse 14. Verse 14 says, now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She supposed him to be the gardener. Said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Must recognize Jesus. Must recognize him when you see him. How many of you know that Jesus promised to never leave you? Isn't that good? So what that says to me is even if we don't know he's there, he's there. Anybody ever felt alone in this world? Every now and then, see, your best friend and your family, everybody seemed to be acting a fool and deserting you. But God would never. Jesus would never leave nor forsake you. Even when we feel like we're all alone, he's with us. Am I right? Jesus with us when we don't even know it. Mary was determined to find her Jesus. Once she realized that the Lord's body was not in the tomb, Mary didn't have time to turn back and continue her conversation with the two angels. You know, the two dressed in white. She was looking for her Lord. Sometimes we look for Jesus and don't even realize he's been with us all along. Mary didn't realize that the one whom she was searching for was right there with her. Maybe it was too dark in that part of the garden. Maybe her eyes were blinded by all the tears she had been shedding. Maybe Jesus concealed himself from her like he did later on that afternoon when he walked with two disciples on Emmaus Road. But when they learned that Jesus was alive, when we are reminded because he did something we didn't expect him to do, he did something only Jesus can do, we ought to be able to recognize Jesus. Jesus did for Mary what he does for us when we are down and depressed. He tenderly revealed himself to her. He asked Mary the same question the two angels in white had asked. Why are you weeping? Church, our Lord is alive today. We ought to be praising and not weeping. We ought to be praising and not weeping. Somebody say, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Thank you, Jesus. Church, Jesus knows all about our sorrows. He knows all about our trouble. He knows all about our burdens. And he wants you to know that it's a new day, that it's morning time. Joy comes in the morning. Mary now had joy knowing that her Lord and Savior was now alive and that he had been there with her all along. How many know that Jesus is with you right now?
Thank you, Lord.
Recognize it. Recognize. There's a story of this American shoe company who sent two different representatives to two different parts of Australia to drum up some business. Well, the first rep sent a message back to the company that said, no business here. The natives don't wear shoes. Well, the second rep sent his message back to the company that said, great opportunity here. the natives don't wear shoes. Church, when Jesus is with us, problems become opportunities in our life. Do I have a witness? We must recognize Jesus when we see him. When Jesus is with us, we kind of look at things just a little bit different, don't we? Yeah, that's what God does. He shows us the possibilities when other people will show us gloom and doom. Amen? Amen. He's still alive. Thank you, Lord. On this Easter Sunday, I can declare, how about you? He's still alive. First of all, you must always know where to find him. And second of all, must recognize him when you see him. And the last thing is this. Must hold on.
Hold on.
And never let go. Must hold on. And never let go. Let's go to the word and take it on home. Look at verse 16 with me. Verse 16 says, Jesus said to her, Mary. How many of y'all recognize when God calls your name? Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Must hold on and never let go. How many know that he's available to cling to right now? Yeah. He's available to grab hold of. How many of y'all holding on? How many of y'all holding on that Jesus ain't gonna let go? How many of you know that Jesus is with you and you hold on? I know people are saying, let that on. You hold on. I know it seems like it ain't gonna get better, but you hold on. I know somebody, you know, the negative folks, the naysayers are telling you, you ain't gonna ever have. You hold on.
Amen.
And don't you ever
let go.
Amen. Who woke up this morning with a fresh anointing? Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is saying to you today, it's a new season. It's a new day. You woke up this morning and you realized that not only is Jesus alive, but you can hold on and never let go. You woke up this morning and realized that he's a living Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
He's living because he's living inside of you. Do I have at least one witness? I'm looking in the building, trying to find a witness. He is the living Christ.
Yes.
And you ought to rejoice on this Easter Sunday.
Yes.
And let everybody know. Mm-hmm. Let everybody know that your Jesus is alive. We find now that all Jesus had to do to stir Mary up was to call her name. Y'all saw how things change?
Yeah.
I see what you need. You have to read between the lines. Between those two verses. You know, when he called her name, he said, oh, Rabboni, Rabboni, Rabboni. Then Jesus said, oh, you can't cling to me. Can't you pigeon me? She done grabbed him, holding on. Hold on, Mary. God's message to you today is hold on. And don't you ever,
never.
Don't ever
Amen.
Let go. Jesus called a name. Is he calling your name today? Is he stirring you up today? All Mary could say was, Rabboni, my master, my teacher. I'm feeling it, Mary. How about you? She didn't say Rab, which is the lowest form of respect. She didn't say Rabbi, which is the next level of respect. She said, Rabboni, which is the highest form of respect. Mary yelled, Rabboni, my Lord. I'm feeling you, Mary. I'm feeling you. Then not only did Mary yell, Rabboni, she reached out and grabbed him and held on to her Jesus. Now that she found her Jesus, she held on and didn't want to let him go. How many of y'all are holding on to Jesus today? Jesus had to tell Mary, don't cling to me just yet. I still got work to do. You will see me again. I need you to go run and tell somebody. Tell somebody that I'm alive. Somebody say he's still alive. Run and tell somebody it's a new season. Run and tell somebody it's a new Sabbath. Church, as I get ready to close out, I declare to you today, he's still alive. He's still alive. You better hold on and never let go. You better hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on just a little while longer. He's living. He's still alive. Run and tell somebody. Run and tell them that he's a healing God. He still heals. You want to tell them he's a comforter that still lives. You want to tell them he's a waymaker that still lives. You want to tell them that he is indeed a redeemer that still lives. Run and tell them the debt for sin has been paid. You want to tell them that Jesus is still Savior. You want to tell them that Jesus is still mediator. How many of y'all know that he's still alive today? How many of y'all really know? He's alive. He's still alive. How do I know that he's still alive? Well, they beat him all night long. Then they made him carry his own cross. And then they nailed him to an old rugged cross. And then he died. And he was in the grave all Friday night. He was in the grave all Saturday. He was in that grave all Saturday night. But then early that Sunday morning, on that first Easter Sunday, he got up out of that grave and said, I got all power in my hands. You gonna want to tell them that I'm still alive. How many of y'all know today that your Lord, your Savior, your God, your healer, your deliverer? How many of y'all know today that he's still alive? Can't nobody tell you nothing, because you know what you know. You know he's alive because you can feel him living inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Every now and then, I can feel him deep within. How about you? I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he's still alive. Let me leave with this to share with somebody as you bless them on this day. There's a story of a Baptist preacher who one day contracted a disease that gradually paralyzed him. Eventually, even his vocal cords were paralyzed. But he continued to preach by scribbling messages that were displayed on the large screen in the sanctuary. Well, on Easter Sunday, as he was waning, his daughter, his only daughter, came to visit him. And he was somehow able to deliver his last Easter message before he passed away. Wow. Using his stiff fingers, he scribbled a message. How terrible to wake up on Easter and have no voice which to shout, he is risen. Then pausing for a moment, he then scribbled. But it's far worse to have a voice and not want to shout. Can anybody out there who's got a voice today shout, he is risen? He is risen. He is risen. Church, indeed, he is risen. Indeed, he's still alive. Must always know where to find him. Must always recognize him when you see him. And must hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. And never let go. Give God some glory. Give him some praise. On this Easter Sunday, thank God, Jesus is alive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He's alive. I know he's alive. Brought me through and brought me out. Brought me from a mighty long way. He healed my body when I didn't think I was going to get well. Bless me with finances I didn't think I could get. He's good, I tell you. He's worthy. Anybody that has voice, anybody that has breath, you take the time out right now to pray the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. To be praised. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty, mighty word. Let us stand on our feet as we come for our intake discipleship.